As demonstrators swarm to airports to protest President Trump's executive order, our region's congressional representatives have had to figure out what they think about the travel ban. More from WHYY's Dave Davies.
You don't have to chase Democrats in Congress to figure out where they stand on Trump's restrictions. Just follow the chanting.
We have a federal judge waiting to hear a stay. We have their legal people, our legal attorneys here ready to be able to file in court.
That's Philadelphia Congressman Bob Brady, who, with Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Bob Casey, joined protesters at the Philadelphia airport over the weekend. New Jersey Congressman Donald Norcross was there, as were Delaware Senator Tom Carper and Congresswoman Lisa Blunt Rochester. Republicans are in a trickier position since their party holds the White House. Six of seven congressional representatives contacted issued statements expressing some concern about Trump's order or its implementation. None was available for an interview except Charlie Dent from the Lehigh Valley, a critic of Trump during last year's campaign. He says the order was overly broad and badly implemented.
It was not properly vetted, and the implementation, as I said, has been very rough. And that's why I called on the administration to halt enforcement of this action until, you know, more people can take a look at it.
Dent, who represents a large Syrian immigrant population, is the only area representative contacted who explicitly called on the administration to stop enforcing the order. Others crafted their own critiques. Bucks County's Brian Fitzpatrick, in his first weeks in Congress, says the president's policy entirely misses the mark in placing a regional focus on a global problem. South Jersey's Frank Lobiondo doesn't object to a pause in the refugee program, but says a hasty execution of the order created widespread problems. And there's Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey, who back during the campaign objected to Trump's call for a temporary ban on Muslims entering the country.
I immediately stood up and said, no, that's not how America works. We don't ban people from this country based on their religion.
Trump's current order is more complex. Toomey declined an interview but issued a statement saying he supports the decision to temporarily suspend the admission of some to improve vetting. He says the order was too broad and poorly explained, though, resulting in denied entry to some who should have been admitted to the country. Dave Davies, WHYY News.